Test. Okay. Today is if you want.
Tell me your name.
Stephanie Roy.
Oh yeah. I bet I talked to your brother, didn't I? Is he in the second grade? Your dad's name is
Jim Roy. James Roy.
James Roy. And your phone number at home?
478-2065.
2065. Okay. And how old are you?
9.
You're 9?
Yeah.
Wow, look at this picture. This is great. So many things to look at there. You're not finished coloring it, I guess, are you?
Uh-uh.
I want you to finish it for me and be sure to put your name on it.
Okay.
You want to tell me about what it is?
Yeah, it's when...
Let's start again. What is it now?
It's when the flood was happening.
Okay.
When the water was high.
Okay. Tell me about the different things in the picture.
There's a doghouse.
Where?
Right there.
You gonna draw a dog?
No.
Okay. What happened to the doghouse?
It got washed away. Before it got here.
Is that your house?
No.
Whose house is it?
I don't know.
Tell me some of the other things that are in the car.
There's a crashed up car, a refrigerator, and a trailer from the trailer park. Lightning and thunder.
It says boom.
Yeah, that's the thunder.
Uh-huh. That's great. What do you remember about the day of flood? Do you remember about it?
Yeah, my mom wasn't going to leave.
What happened?
They forced her to leave. They didn't force her, but my grandma called, and she wanted her to leave, so we had to.
What happened after you left?
My dad was at work, and he worked over, and he wasn't home yet. And on the way down to Grandma's, we saw him, and he was at the house, and the water was up to his chest. Water was in the basement, and it was coming up through the floor in the living room, upstairs.
Were you frightened when you saw him with water up to his chest?
I wasn't there.
You weren't there. Uh-uh. Did it frighten you to hear about it later?
Yeah. My cat and dog was upstairs.
Have you thought about the flood since it happened?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
It was horrible.
Do you have dreams about it too?
Uh-uh.
Never had a dream. Do you ever play flood with other kids?
Uh-uh.
What were some of the things you saw the next day?
Mud.
Mud everywhere.
A lot of junk. Wasn't junk before though. I saw my dad, and I saw my cat and my dog. My cat almost went wild.
What do you mean?
She was scared, and she almost went wild. She wouldn't let Dad pick her up at first.
Did she get all right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right now?
Yeah. We're living in our house.
You're back in your house?
We were out a long time, though.
How long were you out?
A couple months.
Do you ever worry when it starts to rain? Think about the flood again?
We don't got no good furniture in, but we can sit on it.
worry about the things that you lost?
I didn't lose anything of mine.
Furniture and everything.
My furniture, I lost it, all of it, except for two chairs.
How's your mom and dad doing? Are they all right after the flood?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Not that I can think of.
Well, sure is a great picture, and I'm glad you shared it with me.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, tell me your name.
Stormy Barkley.
Stormy Barkley.
Yeah.
Stormy? What a nice name. Where'd you get a name like that?
Well, I was born on a stormy night, and so my dad kept on running in the ditches, so they just called me Stormy since I was born on a stormy night.
Are you a stormy person?
No.
You're not?
No.
You're like a soft April breeze, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. How old are you, Stormy?
9 and a half.
9 and a half? Almost 10.
Yeah.
Are you excited about being 10?
Yeah. So I can rip up on my brother.
Rip up on your brother? How old is he?
11.
Uh-huh. What's your dad's name?
Rusty Barkley.
What is it?
Rusty Barkley.
Rusty? And what's your phone number at home?
We don't got no phone.
And what's your address?
Parsons, West Virginia.
And your mom's name?
Mary Jane, but she's dead.
Oh. When did she die?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? A hard thing,
huh? Yeah.
Do you have younger brothers and sisters?
No. I have younger cousins.
Uh-huh.
But I hardly ever get to see them, only in the summertime.
So tell me about this wonderful picture. Boy, oh boy.
Well.
It's a very stormy looking picture.
Yeah. Well, I saw this cow in the picture at my church with the cow stuck up in the bridge. So. I made a cow stuck up in a bridge because I saw that, and then this is my Aunt Bobby's house floating away.
Who's?
Bobby crosses my aunt's. Her house was floating down the water and she almost didn't get alive because they just barely got their dog out. So.
Was she scared?
Yeah, she was really scared.
Were you scared too?
Yeah, I was scared that almost all my relatives were going to get hit, but they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't, because if they did, I don't know what I'd do. My Uncle Donnie, he was wading water up to his chin. And my grandma thought none of her boys were down the flood water. And my papa and my Uncle Timmy had to go to the hospital because he keeps on having seizures and stuff. So they took him, and I had to miss school Monday when the flood came because my tooth was hurting. So I went and got it pulled, and then the flood started to come. My papa never got back in time, so they pulled off up on Elmer Nestor's hill because the water didn't get up that high, so they stayed there overnight. And when I went up to in the morning, I got ready to get dressed, and I couldn't find none of my clothes, no nothing, because the light went out and the gas went out. And I never saw my grandma. She was stuck up at work.
Aww.
So some people really did happen.
It sounds like you had a bad time with
it. Yeah. My aunt Londa's backyard, it got near her dog. If they hadn't have came out and put it in the front yard, the dog would have been floating down the river. The river was really high then.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Because I went down near where I live, and then I just Dad said, get dressed and I'll take you down to see how bad the flood is. And I just almost fainted when I saw it.
Really? It was that bad, huh?
I couldn't believe it. I had a rough time during the flood.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you thought about it since?
Yeah, I kept on thinking. And I was just nervous how my grandma would get home. And I went to bed and the leopard cape kept on coming off and on. So I went to bed when the electric was still on. And then all of a sudden when I got to sleep, the electric went out and I just covered my head because I thought someone was coming in. And I looked and then I saw it raining real bad and I said, oh no, we're going to have a flood. And that's how I knew they were going to have a flood.
You don't think it'll ever flood again, do you?
No, I hope not.
I don't think it will.
No.
Did you ever dream about the flood?
Yeah, I dreamed a lot.
Tell me about your dreams.
Well, I dreamed that the water was taking me away in our house. See? So, and then all of a sudden, I just started wondering about where's my dad? Is he in the flood? And my grandma, how she housed my papa, I felt like nobody was there, only me, but my dad was there, for heavens. But my papa was surrounded over by Elmer's Nestor.
So did you wake up from the dream?
Yeah, I woke up screaming.
Who came to you?
My dad.
Did he? What did he do?
I went in and I got in bed with him because I was real scared. I was shaking. I was crying real bad.
Did it feel better after you got in bed?
Yeah, because I snuggled up to it because his blanket's warmer than mine. Mm-hmm. I have his sleeping bag. He has a lot of covers.
Yeah. Did he talk to you about your dream?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he said, what did you dream about? And I told him all the stuff that I told you, and I just went to sleep, back to sleep.
Did you feel better after you talked about it?
Yeah. I calmed down, and then after I went to sleep in his bed, because I like his bed because it's so bouncy, bouncier than mine. So after I went to sleep, he looked and he took me back into my bed and I didn't even know the difference. Mm. Once I'm asleep, I can't wake up unless I wake up on an accident. So the flood really has been bad to me.
Do you ever play flood with your friends?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, see, me and my cousin William, we were playing. I said, uh-oh, the flood's coming. We better hurry up. And all of a sudden, I acted like it hit our house and we were going down the river. We were playing babies and stuff.
Mm. Then what happened?
He's my kid. And I said, come on, we better get out of the house. And then I played what? The flood came and I was real bored while the flood was there because I wanted to go to school bad because I want to go now because I think that we missed too much school already. Other people might not think that, but I do.
Well, you're a wonderful person. I'm sure glad you talked to me. I like your picture too, Stormy. I like your name a lot too. You don't think it's ever going to flood again, do you?
No, I hope not.
Do you worry when it rains?
Yeah, I worry. I just start shaking, get real upset.
Don't get upset. It's going to rain from time to time.
Yeah.
And the waters will come up. But I don't think it'll ever flood.
No, see, I went downtown and then I had to go to the news and I was allowed to go with my friend. And then we saw, I told her if the water gets past the dam where the lines are down above the bars, we're going to have another flood because that's what caused it the other time. The water got so high and came running out of the bars and then it just went. So.
Do you know why it flooded?
Because people's not been believing in God a lot. But all my family believes in God. And we hope we'll never flood again.
Well, that's probably true what you said, but you know why else it flooded? It rained.
Yeah.
And you know, it rained for a whole week. And then, on top of that, a hurricane came.
That's what caused it so bad.
And then there was a hurricane that came over West Virginia and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Right over these mountains. And it rained for 3 days on top of a week.
Yeah.
It already rained.
So we missed school for 6 weeks. And we missed work for 6 weeks. So we're really behind. My brother went back to school because he's in a higher grade. He went back before me.
Oh, thank you, Stormy, for talking to me. What's your brother's name?
J.R. Barkley.
Hmm?
J.R. Barkley.
J.R.? Okay,
Mom wasn't going to leave till the water got in our house, but Don Roy came and made her leave, and she wanted to sleep in the graveyard. Up on Quality Hill.
Your mother did? What's your name?
Joni.
Joni.
Daniel.
Joni Daniel.
Daniel.
And what's your dad's name?
Sonny McDaniel. He's a guard over at Huntingsville.
And what's your phone number?
478-3396.
And your mom's name?
Janice.
Janice. Do you have brothers and sisters?
See. My oldest brother's name's Terry, and my oldest sister's name's Julie, and my youngest sister's name's Robin, and then my brother's name is Keith.
Five kids. And you're right in the middle?
No, I'm the last one.
You're the youngest one? Oh. Really? How old are you?
Eight. I have a half brother. His name is Michael. He lives in Virginia.
That's my name too. Do you like him?
I got two cousins. His sons, Christopher and Timmy.
This is a fantastic picture. Can you tell me about it?
This is the apple tree, and we were fled by a slough. We live right across from the slough in the muddy water. Our furniture when we came back from the flood was just tilted up. And see.
So this is your house?
And our grandma was right next to us in a trailer. And we're remodeling our kitchen. We got the kitchen done. Except two cabinets because they were broke. And now we're on our washroom.
What's your grandma's name?
Oh, Opal.
So who are the people in the house? Can you show me who they are?
This is me, this is my mom, this is my brother, and this is my dad.
Tell me what the other things are.
This is all the water. This is lightning.
Lightning?
A whole bunch of it.
Was there lightning on the floor? What do you remember about that day?
Lots of things. I do my homework when it hit.
You what?
I just started my homework when it came. See, we went down to Stephanie's house because she's my cousin. See, and see, then she had to evacuate. Then we went home, and then about 5 minutes later, we had to evacuate. And my friend Jamie, she lives up at the end of our street, and her dad stayed in the house the whole night, but no water got in her house. And her dad stayed in the upstairs of it. Hmm. And see, when I finally got us to sleep in our car, see, we slept on Clyde Hill, and Mom slept in the graveyard. So, Keith.
What do you mean she slept in the graveyard?
She wanted to, but I wouldn't do it.
No. Was she teasing you?
No.
Well, why would she want to sleep in a graveyard?
I don't know. She said the water wouldn't get up there. See, so. Brad and Keith slept in Dad's car, and me and Mom slept in her car. Her car's the best because the back seat goes down.
Oh.
And we were going to go over our Aunt Betty's because she's the manager of the Tucker Manor. But then when Mom tried to get through, the water was too high. Uh-huh. And so we had to go up on Quality Hill and stay. And when I finally got asleep at midnight, she woke me up to go back down to the house to see us. And then we had to take Keith. It was up, like, close to up in our alley. So we had to get Keith's three-wheeler and his bicycle up so we can get wet. And then when we came back, Mom made me sleep in the bathroom because she said it was too dark to do. To clean up the house and stuff, so we have a bathroom heater. The water got 3 feet in our house. And so I slept in the bathroom and Keith was still asleep in the car. And then our dog, he was inside. He's afraid to go upstairs half the time because he thinks he'll get a bath. And instead of going upstairs, then I thought he was on top of our washing machine.
Really?
I never seen him, but Mom said he was. See, we have a crabapple tree, and this is apple tree. This is our grandma's tree. The crabapple tree's ours. See, when we came back, it was up like to the crabapple tree.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Is
your house on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Billings Avenue.
Billings Avenue. Is the house still there? You're back in, living back in it?
We've lived in it since the night of the flood.
Oh, you never had to leave? You just stayed upstairs?
It was only got 3 feet in our house. And it was all out when we came. It's just mud.
Have you thought a lot about the flood since it happened? What have you thought?
What's very much, but see, I was doing my homework the night before. I had a glass of milk and a piece of cheese, and my brother, he went and looked out the door, and then, like, he was kind of, like, laughing when he told me, and I didn't believe him, and then I went and looked, and it was, I started crying.
Okay. Were you scared?
See, it was already up in our yard, and our mom wasn't there. See, because I'm scared to be alone when it's raining and stuff in the night with my brother. Because one time, my dad was upstairs, and Keith hid from me and turned out all the lights when it was raining, and Mom was over at our grandma's. And Dad, I couldn't find Dad no place, and he scared me half to death. I was only about 3 years old.
So you've always been scared of the rain anyway?
No, I'm not scared of the rain, but I'm usually scared sometimes when nobody's there with me but my brother, because he always plays tricks on me.
Hmm. Have you dreamed about the flood? Do you ever play flood with your friends?
See, but We have hay in our yard now. Half the grass came back. A little bit. Mom's, it never even got our fish. They were out in the kitchen and it never even hit them. But see, I had, for one of the Christmas, I got this little doll, Barbie doll, Vanny, and it was sitting right by the fish tank. And it hit it, and it hit a whole bunch of my Barbie stuff. But I still have it. Mom washed them off. And see, Mom used to make dolls and stuff, and she made Keith one, and I was playing with it once, and it got hit by the flood. We had two cats, a Siamese one and a white one, and we still have our white one, and our Siamese one got lost. The white one's Snowball, and the Siamese one was JJ. JJ liked to lick people's ears. Our grandma had a cat named Banda, but she gave it away. And see, so now we got a kitchen done, two cabinets, and we're getting new furniture. We haven't got it yet. See, we always hit the furniture and stuff because we always wrestle and stuff. And as soon as you hit the furniture, a whole bunch of dust flies out.
Some of the mud. Yeah. Won't go away, does it?
But we got new furniture. It hasn't come. It's close to the what we got. We have a rusty collar now. And see, we're getting a brown collar. It's brown. And this time we're getting, I like my sister's furniture. She almost got hit by the flood, and she just built a new house. We hardly have any food, and me and Keith used to always have food.
No, you don't have
food. Dad's still working, so. And now we get enough food. We got a new refrigerator and stuff. And, the silverware drawers and stuff to put the silverware in. The bread drawer, you...